As a lot of you know, I'm an architect, and I've specialised in healthcare design for over 15 years now. There aren't many different department types that I haven't designed. Operating theatres, endoscopy suites, x-ray departments, critical care, intensive care for neonatals, laboratories, MRIs, CT scanners, wards, the list goes on. And I have to take my hat off to what is possible within these hospitals. Heart transplants, emergency caesarean sections, mending broken bones, Jonathan. The medical industry do have amazing skills on how to patch people up. Artificial limbs, pacemakers, plastic hearts, being able to treat tumours within someone's brain without, in quotes, damaging the rest of the tissues. The technology and the skill is amazing. But despite record amounts of research and investment within the health industry from both private and government bodies, health of mankind is at its lowest level ever, and it's getting worse. The question to ask is, wouldn't people prefer if they didn't get sick in the first place? As was mentioned by Mr. Henderson earlier in the week, Mr. Obama's Medicare document is four times as thick as the Bible, and it's just on how to administer Medicare. The Bible tells you how to live in perfect health, and it does it very simply. This morning, I just want to show what the healthcare system will be like in the millennium, of how it will be achieved. It's very simple, really. Starting, though, we'll start in Proverbs 1, and we'll just see where we are at the moment and why we have the healthcare system that we do at the moment. Proverbs 1, verse 29, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled full with their own fancies. And the waywardness of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Mankind has chosen to live by the knowledge of good and evil, to do what he sees best in his own eyes, which normally means maximising profits for the companies. One example of this at the end time that we see, quite clearly, it's been in the news a lot lately, is Fukushima, the nuclear power station in Japan that was hit by the earthquake and tsunami. The failings of the Fukushima nuclear reactor were so substantial that three General Electric scientists who helped design the now dead reactors resigned from the company. Dale Bridenbauer helped assess the design of the Mark I nuclear reactor that was created back in 1975. His findings portray an extreme lack of confidence in the reactor's ability to contain pressure in the case of a meltdown. Bridenbauer and two engineering colleagues couldn't handle the pressure themselves and ended up resigning their positions from the company. The Fukushima nuclear power plant contains six reactors in total. Five of them are the Mark I reactors. And the problem their reactors are facing, a total loss of power, leading to the cooling uranium rods and rising pressure inside the core. It is precisely the issue that drove Bridenbauer's resignation from General Electric. The reactors did not take into account the dynamic loads that could be experienced with the loss of coolant, Bridenbauer told the ABC News. 2 weeks after the Fukushima accident, it was reported that the government responded to the nuclear accident by trying to raise the acceptable levels of radiation. Since then, massive radiation has been released on a daily basis from Fukushima for years. And there are so many new leaks that even the mainstream press is starting to admit that Fukushima was never fixed. But this radiation is not only affecting Tokyo. It is spreading out around the world. The west coast of North America is being affected as well. The radiation is showing up in the fish as well, in the food chain. On the west coast of the United States, scientists are starting to sound the alarms as to the additional human deaths and health problems on the US west coast due to the radiation from Fukushima. And it is also resulting in an epidemic of injuries to the sea life. Japan's Ministry of Industry has recently estimated that some 300 tons of contaminated groundwater have been flowing into the ocean daily ever since March 2011, when the earthquake and the tsunami triggered the disaster. 15 out of 15 bluefin tuna were tested in Californian waters, and they all contained the radioactive cesium from Fukushima. The sockeye salmon numbers have plummeted in Alaska and Canada and Russia. The Pacific herring is even more dramatic. The Independent Fisheries is raising concerns about a disease they say is spreading through the Pacific herring, causing the fish to hemorrhage. They were not only bleeding from their fins, but from their bellies, their chins, their eyeballs. It was 100% of the fish that she sampled. She could not find any that were not bleeding, and they were shoaling around the young sockeye salmon as well. The problem with this is also there is strontium, which is entering the fish bones, and our bones if we eat the fish, for a longer period of time, and it is so that it becomes a different health hazard and illness concerns. It's not just Fukushima. An investigation by Associated Press found that 75% of the US nuclear reactor sites have leaked radioactive tritium. In fact, whistleblowers at the Nuclear Reactor Commission say that they have major risks of meltdown at US nuclear reactors, which are much higher than that of Fukushima. And an accident in the US could be a lot larger than in Japan, partly because of the nuclear power plants hold a lot more radioactive material. Radiation could cause illnesses in huge numbers of Americans, and a major nuclear accident could literally bankrupt America. So what has the American government done about it to protect its people? The nuclear regulators actually weakened safety standards for the US nuclear reactors after the Fukushima disaster. They now pass these lowered standards. Rather than actually confronting the issue head on and putting costly measures in place to protect humans, mankind once again demonstrates that he is truly living by the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The health issues related to nuclear leaks such as Fukushima and Chernobyl are immense, and it's prophesied to get much worse. But it's not just nuclear accidents. There were the test explosions back in the 50s and 60s. There are countless issues affecting our health. We've heard about them this week. Food having hugely decreased amounts of vitamins and minerals in them. GM food, where the food that God designed is being tampered with. Feeding of foods to our animals which they were not designed to eat. Chemicals in the water. Factories pumping out pollutants into the air. Carcinogenic material, called plastic, wrapping up all of our food sources and drinking water if we have bottled water. And then, on top of all of that, you have medicines that make you better and another 12 medicines to treat the side effects of the medicines that make you better. The list goes on and on. Turn with me, please. Keep a finger in Proverbs 1, because we'll be back there in a second. Just turn with me to Deuteronomy 28, because God quite clearly tells the ancient Israelites what would happen to them if they lived by the tree of knowledge of good and evil and didn't obey God. And this starts to outline how the problem will be solved in the millennium. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, and observe carefully his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, in verse 15, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Down to verse 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, so your children. Dropping down to verse 21. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. Verse 27. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, with the itch which cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Dropping down to verse 34. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot and to the top of your head. So that actually looks quite remarkably like the health of our nations today, right down to the final letter, really, there. But just turn back, as I said, keep your finger in Proverbs 1. Just turn back there to verse 33, carrying on from where we were. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Carrying on in verse chapter 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice and for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. And find the knowledge of God. Carrying on in verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And just dropping down to chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. And finally, just dropping down to chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all of their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring issues for life. Fear of the Eternal, not human fear, but proper fear of his awesome power, his strength, and his wonder, leads to knowledge and wisdom, which in turn results in length of days, long life, and peace. God's set sayings are life to those who find them, and health to all of their flesh. How many of those around Fukushima or Chernobyl have length of days? The clean-up crew from Chernobyl are long dead. The clean-up crew at Fukushima are the walking dead because of the lies they were told about the levels of radiation when they were sent in to clear it up. They do not have peace, nor do those who live near that nuclear power station, or any other nuclear power station, if you think about it. What about those whose livelihoods rely on the fishing industry? What about those who eat the contaminated fish, which allegedly is being shipped out to the third world countries as food aid? It is certain that in the millennium there will be health, long life, and peace, because, as it says in Isaiah 11, we won't turn there, for they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, which will result in what we read in Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35, what we read quite often at the feast. Starting in verse 1, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. Even with joy and singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. So that's the healing of the land. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful of hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like the deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. In the millennium, we will be teaching all of mankind God's commandments, his sayings, and showing mankind the true and proper fear of the Eternal, which leads to knowledge and wisdom, the ways which lead to long life and peace. It won't be just the humans who will be healed. We've just read about the deserts being healed, and from Ezekiel 47 you can see the healings of the waters and the fish, such as those that have been contaminated by the Fukushima disaster. We will live in a world, a paradise on earth. There will be real food planted as God tells us to, not covered in pesticides and genetically manipulated. The weather will be perfect. No fear of hurricanes or tornadoes and tsunamis slamming into the nuclear power station. Whatever form of power and technology we have in the millennium, it will not be leaking deadly particles into the air or the water. There won't be factories polluting the water we drink or the air we breathe. Companies will not put profit ahead of safety. There won't be stress or depression from financial worries. Your children will not die early. They will grow old with you. I will no longer be designing hospitals to patch up the sick and the injured. I will be designing healthy buildings of the quality that I spoke about the other day. Mankind has despised God's law, God's wisdom and sayings, and has reaped 6,000 years of sickness and disease and suffering, despite record-breaking amounts being spent on the healthcare system. In the millennium, there will be no physical sickness, no mental illness, no stress about tomorrow, about sickness, about loved ones dying. God's way results in health, joy and happiness, and Christ will be returning soon to force mankind to live by every word of God, to force mankind to live a way which results in him being blessed, force them to live a way of life, and eventually death will be eliminated, and it all boils down to one fact. Every man shall live by every word of God. What better healthcare system could you ask for?